Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Psachim, Daf Ayin Chet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the fifth Mishnah in this, the seventh parak of Psachim. Again, dealing with issues of a Korban in case of Tum'ah, either Tum'ah of the Korban or Tum'ah of the Kahal. Ditma Basar V'Chelev Kayam. Now this is referring to the Pesach. We already saw a Braita with Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer's disagreement about such a circumstance with a regular Korban, another Korban. If the Basar of the Korban became Tamei, but there's still Chelev to burn on the Mizbeach, Eino Zorekat Adam. You cannot do Zrikat Adam. But the inverse, you can do Zrikat Adam. As we said at the end of the previous Mishnah, because the Pesach is coming essentially for Achila. Uva Muktashim Enokain. Other korbanot are not like that. Ela afa pishin nitma basar v'chelev kayam zorek et adam. And that follows both Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer. As long as there's either basar or chelev that is around and not tameh, then you could do zrikat adam and fulfill the obligation of the korban. I'm Rav Gidol Amarav im zarak hurtza. So he says, if you did zrikat adam in the case in our Mishnah where the basar was all tameh, the korban is accepted and you fulfilled the mitzvah. But you have to eat the korban, you can't. The answer is, the eating is not indispensable. If you didn't eat the korban, you're still yotzei. But the Torah in Pesach Mitzrayim describes taking the Pesach as ish lefi ochlo, each man according to what he eats. The answer is, le mitzvah. Ideally eat it. But it's not indispensable. Vatanya, a famous braita that we saw earlier on, b'michsat melamed she'ena Pesach mishchat el limnuyav. That tells you that you must shech the Pesach for the people who are included in it. The people who are covered by it, if you will. Yachol shechto shalom nuyav yehei kover al mitzvah v'kasher. I might think that if you shechted it for others, then you just didn't do the mitzvah, but it's still valid. Tamad lomar ish lefi ochlo tachosu, meaning that verb, very rare verb, is used twice, and the rule in Kodshim is akatuv shina alav ve'akev. If the Torah mentioned it twice, it makes it indispensable, which means eating is indispensable. Ve'itkash ochlin l'menuyim. And we already have a comparison that we dealt with earlier on in the sixth parak between the people eating it and the people who are joined in on the chavura. It's essentially the same group. So, how could we say that achila l'makva? El Rav damar k'Rabbi Natan. The answer is that Rav was following Rabbi Natan. Damar achila psachim l'makva. He says it's not makev. Hey Rabbi Natan, which statement of Rabbi Natan is it that we're relying on? Ile mahal Rabbi Natan, if it's this one, detanya Rabbi Natan omer, minayin shkoi Yisrael yotzin Pesach achad. How do we know that all of Am Yisrael could use one korban Pesach? An opinion we saw in Kiddushin in the name of Rabbi Yonatan, and there it was understood this way. Tamud lomar shachatu oto kol kol adat yisrael ben arbayim v'chi kol kol shochtin v'aloi lo she'ino shochet el achad, exactly the wording used by Rabbi Yonatan, that all of Am Yisrael shechts it. Say, do they all shecht it? One person shechts it? Amalamit shekol Yisrael yitzim Pesach achad. It's teaching that all of Am Yisrael could be included in one korban. So in the way it's understood in Kiddushin, in Rabbi Yonatan's case, is that means that you don't have to eat the korban, because we could all join in one. Certainly there's not enough meat on the korban for all of us. The answer is, Dilma Shani Hata, maybe he means it a little differently. Dimim Shechihani Chazi Lahani. Because if one group pulls away and has their own korban, it's still fit for others. Meaning, maybe what he says is, really, Achila has to happen. But I could do Achila if I could fit in when somebody else leaves. Mim Shechihani Chazi Lahani. So that means that we don't have to lechatchila shecht a korban, which is fit for everybody there, but as long as once we've gotten to that point, there's enough meat on it for everybody, we're okay. So that didn't prove it. Elaha Rabbi Natan. It must be this statement of Rabbi Natan, the Tanya. Nimnu alav chabura achat. Let's say one group joined in on this animal. Chazur b'nimnu alav chabura acheret. And then they changed their minds, and a different group came on that animal. Rishonim sheishtan kazait, the first group that had a kazait on each thing, ochlin upturim l'atso Pesach Sheni. They eat, and they're patur from Pesach Sheni. Achronim she'en lem kazait, but the last group doesn't have a kazait, because the first group fulfills all the area, all the meat. So they ain't ochlin, they don't get to eat, b'chevim l'atso Pesach Sheni. They have to do Pesach Sheni, so the opinion of this Tana clearly is, achilim ha'akva. Ranatan says, no, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni because the dam was Nizrak, meaning that as long as you are a part owner of a Korban, Pesach, and the dam is put on the Mizbeach, you are Patur, you fulfill the mitzvah. Hakati Domashani Hatamim Shekhani Chazilah Lahu. Maybe this is, again, the same sort of case that we had in the previous proof, where all it means is if the first group were to disappear from the Korban, the second group could come in. But if that's the case, Rabbi Yonatan should have said, since they are fit to come in, why instead did he say that they're Yotze because the dam was put on the Mizbeach? You see that Tzvikat Adam is the main point. Chilo Makva, eating is not the issue. Why does Rav say that our Mishnah is talking about a Lachatchila case, and Rabbi Natan, and it follows Rabbi Natan, which means that that if you were Zorik Adam Hurtza, Nokma Karbanan Filadiavad Namilo, why don't we say it follows Rabbanan? And why doesn't he just say Mzarak Lo Hurtza, that it's not accepted? The answer is Rav Manitin Kshite. Rav was bothered by the language of the Mishnah itself. Amai Tanan Ein Zorek Ad Adam. Why does it say Ein Zorek Ad Adam? Litni Pasul. It should just say Nitma Basar V'Chelev Kayam Pasul. El Hashma Mina Ein Zorek means Lachatchila. Meaning Lachatchila you don't do Zrikat Adam. Aval Diavad Shapir Dami. So in other words, Rav says when it says Ein Zorek Ad Adam, that's just Lachatchila. But Diavad, if you did it, it's accepted because of the odd language of Ein Zorek Ad Adam. And therefore, he says it must be authored by Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, ish tefi ochlo lamali. What does Rabbi Natan do with the pasuk that we used earlier to tell us that everybody has to eat? The answer is the bainin gavra de chazi lachili. You have to have somebody who could eat, not somebody who's very old or sick or whatever. Okay, mantan lahad etan rabbanan. So we have a brayta. We want to find out who could be the author. Shchatolo ochlav zarku damo shalolo ochlav. So let's say he shechted the korban for the eaters, but he did zrikat adam, intending people who aren't going to eat from this korban, people who are sick, or people who are Arelim, whatever, non-eaters. HaPesach has mo kasher, v'adam etzei b'odei chavato. It's kasher, and you're yotze, it's all fine. K'ma'anemer Rabbi Natan hivlo Rabbanan. This might be Rabbi Natan, because Rabbi Natan doesn't consider achila to be vital. No, the answer is afilu temer Rabbanan, as we saw earlier, ein machshevet ochlin bizrika. Your intent about who's going to eat it only counts at shechita. It's rika, we don't care. Man tan al hada tan rabbanan. So then, who's the author of this brayta? Harei shayach chole b'shat shchita v'chalim b'shat zrika. Let's say you were sick and unable to eat Pesach at the point of shchita, and you suddenly got better, and at the point you did zrika, you were healthy. Or chalim b'shat shchita v'chole b'shat zrika, or vice versa. Ein shochtim zorkin alav anshe chalim b'shat shchita ad shat zrika. You cannot be included in the korban in the intent of the Shechita and the Zrika, unless you are healthy all the way through. Come on. So, name a Rabbanani v'lo Rabbi Natan. Sounds like it's only Rabbanan, because after all, Rabbi Natan shouldn't care about that. The answer is, afilu tevi Rabbi Natan. As we said at the end of the previous paragraph, gavra d'chazid achila b'ayinan. Yes, you don't have to eat it, but you have to be somebody who could eat it, and a cholek can't. Mantan alhanatan Rabbanan. Now we have a third brayta. We want to know who the author of this is. Again, Rabbi Natan Rabbanan. Is it both? Is it only one? Shchato v'tahara. Let's say you did the shchita of the korban Pesach, you were tahor. V'chakach nitmu abalim. Then the owners of the korban became tamei immediately afterwards. Yizarek adam v'tahara. So do the zrikat adam v'tahara. V'al yoyechal v'asar v'tumah. But the meat can't be eaten v'tumah. Come on, who is that? So Rabbi Lazar says machloket shnia. This is really a disputed point. Rabbi Natan here, and it follows Rabbi Natan, who says achila not makevet. So even Rabbanan would agree here. Ha, chamayaskin, what are we talking about? But tzibur. Now feel a bit tuma nameyavdi. Because this is talking when the tzibur is tamei. Even tzibur, amayin avasan achal betuma, then why don't you eat the basar? He answered, zeh ha-shema yitmu ha-baalim achar zrika v'yomu ishtakad lo nitmeinu v'yachalnu. Hashta nami necho v'lo yadi ishtakad ki izdarik dam baalim tmeim havu. Hashta baalim tmeim havu. Because here's the concern about what's going to happen the next year. What's going to happen is the Baalim might become Tamei after Zrika, and they'll say, last year we weren't Tamei and we got to eat it, so now we should also be able to eat it. And then what they won't know was that the previous year when the Dam was Nizrak, they were already Tamei, and now they were actually Tahor and became Tamei. So therefore, we have, because of that Gzerah. The other possibility is that when Rav said his rule, Imzara Kurtza, let's go back to that, he was following Rabbi Yeshua. As long as either basar or chelev are around, nazir va'ose pesach. So a nazir bringing his korbanot or pesach, nitmachel basar kayam zorekat adam. Only as long as there's meat around to eat, then you do zorekat adam. Ma'asar v'chelev kayam ain't zorekat adam. We already seen Rabbi Yeshua said this. V'im zorak hortzah. But what did Rabbi Yeshua say? But if you did zorekat adam hortzah. Well, I'm bemei lo yizrak v'mizrak lo hortzah. If the balim became tmei meit, then you don't do zrika, and then it's really not accepted. However, we're talking about the meat of the korban being coming tmei. So Rav was simply following Rabbi Yeshua and saying, even in those circumstances where lachatchili you don't do zrika because of a deficiency of tahara of the animal itself, the meat itself, if you did zrika hortzah, it's accepted. Okay, now, b'muktashin ain't okay. In the end of our Mishnah said, other korbanot don't have the same rule, but rather have a little bit more leniency, which is that as long as either basar or chelev are around, then you could do zrikat adam. And of course, Rabbi Eliezer famously said, even if it's all tamei, you could do zrikat adam. Matnitin mani. So, b'shui, the tanya b'shui, miracles, v'chim shabbat torash, and shermen, kazai basar, kazai chelev, v'chikat adam, kazai basar, chatzi zayid chelev, which we didn't see yet. If there's only half of kazai basar and half kazai chelev, ain't zorekat adam, because the two aren't mitzaref. One's eaten by people, one's eaten by the mizbeach. Uve olah, if it's chazayat basar, chazayat chelev, zorekat adam, shkula kalil. But if it's an olah, then I don't care if half kazayat is evarim and the other half kazayat is basar. It's all going up on the mizbeach, so evarim and ptarim. Uve mincha, afal pi shkula kayamet lo yizrok. But if you have a mincha, even if the entire thing is there, and then you do not do zrikat zrika, meaning a komets. Mincha maya vita. What's a mincha doing here? Rapapa minchat nesachim. We're talking actually about pouring the nesachim on the mizbeach. I might think that because nesachim come to accompany a zevach, gufen is zevach tami. They follow the korban itself, and therefore, as long as any part is tahor, it's okay. Kamash malan that they're independent, and if any part's tami, you don't do it. Chelev benal. And how do we know that chelev is good enough to have up there? Yochel mishumar mishmael matu mishumar bishuah ben chananya. This goes back to bishuah. And we're covering tira chelev the reich nichoach ladunai. Meaning chelev afal pishen basar. Even if all you're burning is chelev, it's still reich nichoach. So ashkachan chelev yoter takarid shtek kolot benal. And what about the other fats that go on the mizbeach and the kidneys? So hechamin and darkinan miniktani uv mincha afal pishukula kaimet lo yizrok. So mincha udalovi yoter takaredish that klod shapir dami, because in the brayta it said mincha doesn't happen, but that mean even if it's all there, implying that it's anything else that goes on the mizbeach that's good enough. Menalan, Rabbi Yochanan didamar, he says on his own, markra lereich nichoach, meaning kol shatam alo lereich nichoach, anything you put up that has that sweet smell to God, that is enough, and you could do zrikat adam. I need both psukim. Why? I would think only that particular fats. Anything it smells nice. I might think it even includes mincha to limit it to a zevach, meaning that when the case of an animal korban, if any of the meat going on the mizbeach, this is Rabbi Yeshua, or any of the meat being eaten is still tahor and can be eaten, then you could do zrikat adam. With a mincha, you can't do that. Even if it's all there, you still cannot if it became tamei. Okay, we're going to pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.